T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
McLean.
McLean. Yeah, that's his name.
McLean.
You got us rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Bob McLean. McLean.
Thank you, Rise Guys. Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies on what I think is going to turn out to be a record-breaking hot weather day here in the Upstate. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. It is the most heavily commuted and heavily congested hour of the show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. By the way, email is now restored. Email is back up. And that is very simply bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, which is jammed up this afternoon. Let me quickly catch up there. One of our Waser traffic spotters says northbound 185 is on the shoulder. Traffic is slow but moving. That's better than an absolute standstill. Bobby, how do you feel about government rate setting for prescriptions? I've got to think that one through some more. I'm not quite certain of where I'm going to stand on that. Bobby, have you read the Bible, Ecclesiastes 10:2? A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Seems like they knew even then the Dems were nuts. Bobby, I'm not a billionaire, but I'll give you $10 not to play that Tom Steyer story. It's not like you don't see him every 15 minutes on every TV channel or YouTube video ad. Yeah, but on the other hand, look how the guy is spending himself broke and can't even get polling numbers high enough to make it on the debate stage. Hey, Bobby, why is the left worrying about death? I thought there were too many people on Earth. Yeah. Remember when the left was screaming about overpopulation of the planet? That was at the same time in the early 70s when they were warning us about the dangers of... You remember this? The dangers of global cooling. Yeah, really. Time Magazine, Newsweek, all had big cover stories. The coming ice age. Hey, Bobby, has anybody actually read Finding Murphy? Is it any good? Not that I've heard of. Bob, so what's Publix going to do? Wrestle away your firearm? I don't think so. I think they just ask you to leave. But we're not an open carry state anyway. Tim Murphy must die. Oh, poor dog. Bob, cars kill about 160 people a day in America, and about half are innocent victims. Bobby, for those of us who listen on the app or online, we have no clue what the heck is with Murphy. Can you please enlighten us? We have no clue what everybody is talking about. Much of our news sourcing, that is the news copy that we get and some of the audio that we get, is provided by the Associated Press, which is just about a monopoly in the news business in America. There are other sources, but they're not nearly as big as the AP. We're not crazy about the AP, quite frankly, because they lean left, like much of the lamestream media. But as part of our contractual agreement with the Associated Press, we have to run commercials for them from time to time. And apparently they haven't provided us any new ones, to the best of my knowledge, in months. And so the only commercial we have to run for them is a commercial about a book that apparently one of the AP writers wrote. And the book is called Finding Murphy, and we're running commercials for it that talk about how this golden retriever got lost in, where was it, Vermont, New Hampshire, somewhere, Green Mountain country. The hunt for the lost golden retriever and how the entire state was captivated by the search for Murphy, the golden retriever. Well, it's fine the first time we heard it. The 10,000th time we heard it, it was getting on our last nerve, all right? Let's find Murphy and get him home. Send the dog catcher after him, drag him back to his pen, whatever. So I finally have reached the tipping point, the saturation point, and I sent an email to the suits, and I said, hey, will you guys talk to the AP and tell them at least get us some other commercials in there to rotate, along with poor Murphy, whose story has been belabored all over the place for months. So that's where that comes from, and you don't hear that commercial when you're on the app or whatever, only when you're listening over the air. So that's what the whole thing is all about. Bobby, please allow me to illuminate for your listeners about the oil business, or as they say in Texas, the all business. Before any exploration and production company to drill off the South Carolina coast, the barrel price of oil will need to be much higher. There are already numerous onshore producers with lower cost per barrel, and the belief that by drilling off the South Carolina coast, you'll see lower gas prices is a pipe dream. Sorry to break the bad news. And I think that's a realistic assessment. Bobby, pressuring credit card companies not to let people buy guns affects lower income individuals more than anyone else. That's the latest proposal from Beto O'Dork. By the way, we think he's going to suggest that one tonight in the Democrat debate. Bobby, obviously, we need to stop focusing on firearms and focus on airplanes. Airplanes killed more than 3,000 people on 9/11, and guns didn't kill anyone on 9/11. If you don't believe me, just check with the New York Times. Right. Bobby, not to worry. It's okay. Cash isn't traceable. Bobby, I wish we would get constitutional carry just so I could boycott Publix and all the rest that have banned open carry. And there seems to be some, I don't know if this is just a question of semantics or not, but I know that Walmart, for instance, and I'm not sure about some of these others, asked people in states that have open carry, like Texas, we're asking you, please don't open carry in the store. Now, they're not saying you can't open carry in the store. They're just asking that you not. So, yeah, it may just be a question of semantics. Breaking news. Bobby, the Associated Press has a new spot coming out next week. Here's a preview. Oh, wait a second. We probably need some background music for the preview. Let's see what we have. Yeah, here we go. This would probably be good. A lost talk show host, not a lost cause. For more than a year, over two brutal southeastern summers, the whole of the Carolinas were captivated by the hunt for a runaway talk show host named Vince Coakley. He was more than a missing talk show host. He was a target for capture and journalistic obsession. Read, Catching Coakley.
I can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, somebody did. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, speaking of record-breaking hot temperatures today, it's obviously a result of climate change. I'm sure that's already occurred to you. Not to worry, though, there is a scientist in Sweden. He has a new suggestion on how to battle climate change. You thought these people were loony before. Wait until you hear what this guy is suggesting. I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. The Bumper to Bumper Hour, 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mac Show. You see, current temperature was 96, Money Penny. I was looking at the records. I went back to the record books. Record for Greenville, 96 degrees, September the 2nd, 2011, and for Spartanburg, 98 degrees on the 14th of September in 1984. So those are the previous highs there.
Well, 96 is set up for my city, so which is easily.
Yeah.
Another site that I saw said that right now in Easley was 97, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll check with NOAA and find out. Maybe we check with our resident meteorologist, too, and see if we broke the tide or broke the record for today. They can include that in their forecast. We can get in touch with them and see if we can get them to do that. This is all, of course, a result of climate change. Global warming, it used to be called, before they wore out the value of that description. And so now it's climate change, which allows them, whether it's winter, summer, spring, or fall, no matter what the severe weather event to be, to blame it, of course, on climate change. Well, there are scientists who are working to eradicate the problems associated with climate change, including this guy in Sweden. This story is from the dailyconspiracy.com. Okay. Don't hold that against him. There is something extremely bizarre taking place within the brain matter of climate change zealots. Take, for example, the ghoulish, grisly, and grotesque proposal of Swedish scientist Magnus Söderlund, who is suggesting that one way to combat climate change is to eat another human being, preferably deceased. This guy, he is off the rails, but he's serious. Now, if this sounds like something out of The Walking Dead, you might not be that far off. The acclaimed behavioral scientist appearing on Swedish TV Channel 4 at the beginning of this week mentioned to an interviewer an event in neighboring Stockholm dubbed Food of the Future, in which he will be participating. Söderlund acknowledged that he'll be holding a series of seminars at the event, which he has titled Gastro Summit About the Future of Food. When pressed for details regarding the subject matter, Söderlund revealed that one of the topics he'll be discussing within the seminar will be cannibalism. Eating another human being in the name of cutting down on greenhouse emissions. Have these people gone completely? I mean, they just sailed off the edge of the map. Söderlund's research suggests that one of the biggest issues regarding eating another human is the widespread notion that eating human flesh is taboo. Moreover, conservative attitudes could make it hard to convince Swedes to take up the practice of cannibalism. I guess. Is he suggesting this with or without a nice Chianti? Another loon advocating eating human flesh is atheist Richard Dawkins, who's been pushing this disgusting theory of cultivating and eating human meat, his word, for quite a while to help society overcome its taboo against cannibalism. Commenting on an article from the UK's Independent newspaper, which touts the benefits of lab-grown clean meat, Dawkins tweeted out earlier this month that perhaps something similar could be done with human flesh, which would assist Western culture in shedding yet another irrational remnant of its Judeo-Christian roots. And obviously, this pretty much tells you all you need to know about Dawkins, who believes that human beings are simply a higher form of animal life to be exploited without reservation. He denies the existence of anything that cannot be measured by science. Oh, you mean like the same science they use for climate change? The guy is an immoral, secular progressive who believes only in what he can touch and see. In another article for Newsweek last month, psychologists Jared Piazza and Neil McLatchy of Lancaster University also questioned the taboo on cannibalism. However, the duo did not ultimately endorse the practice, as did the Swedish climate change zealot. They said many people develop disgust for all kinds of meat, while morticians and surgeons quickly adapt to the initially difficult experience of handling dead bodies. Our ongoing research with butchers in England suggests that they easily adapt to working with animal parts that the average consumer finds quite disgusting. The duo also noted the revulsion experienced over the prospect of consuming human flesh is not the product of reason, citing the infamous plane crash in the Andes Mountains, in which survivors eventually ate those who had perished in the disaster. Survivors of the famous 1972 Andes plane crash waited until near starvation before succumbing to reason and eating those who had already died, they propose. Cannibalism is not the only alternative meat advocated by climate change activists. Many have embraced plant-based meat imitations. What, is Burger King already onto this? While others have put their support behind meat made of insects as a way to cut down on greenhouse emissions and save on land and water use. There is little doubt the issue of climate change, whether real or imagined. Look, the climate changes all the time, but the influence of man on that and the influence of CO2 in the atmosphere is something else entirely. But obviously, it's created some pretty extreme individuals with ideas that have gone way beyond the norms of civilized discourse into a world of depravity and moral corruption like these guys. Wow. Give me a break. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Let me quickly get back to the top. Bob, why don't cannibals eat clowns? You know the answer to this one, don't you, Moneypenny? You don't? You don't know why cannibals will not eat clowns? Because they taste funny. Yeah, it's an old joke. So he doesn't believe in climate change, can't be seen or touched or proven by science. Bobby, remember that famous line from the movie? Charlton Heston? Soylent Green is people. Yeah. Wow. Bobby, I think Charlton Heston already had this covered. I think he did. Yeah, a bunch of people tweeting, yeah, Soylent Green, it's people. Bobby, the left's world is flat and they've gone over the edge. Bobby, yeah, I can see it now. People. The other white meat. Well, in some cases. Bob, it's called Soylent Green. They make you into crackers. Bobby, please. Cannibalism? I'm trying to fix dinner here. Sorry about that. Can we supersize Grandpa? I think we have pursued this topic to its extremity. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center if she's through being violently ill. And I'll be back on the other side, including today's edition of Amazing True Facts. It's all on the way here on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:37, 23 before 6, as we continue here in the penultimate workday of the week in the 5 o'clock follies. Well, I've been saying I'm waiting for somebody to go to jail. The attempted coup against President Trump. Somebody now is on that pathway, apparently. Of course, he's innocent until proven guilty. U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu, L-I-U, has recommended moving forward with charges against CNN contributor Andrew McCabe. Fox News has learned as the DOJ rejects a last-ditch appeal from the former top FBI official. McCabe, the former deputy and then acting director of the FBI, appealed the decision of the U.S. Attorney for Washington all the way up to Jeffrey Rosen, the deputy attorney general, but he rejected that request, according to a person familiar with the situation. The potential charges relate to DOJ Inspector General findings against McCabe regarding misleading statements concerning a Hillary Clinton-related investigation. A source close to McCabe's legal team said they received an email from the DOJ which said the department rejected your appeal of the United States Attorney's Office decision in this matter. Any further inquiries should be directed to the U.S. Attorney's Office. McCabe spent 21 years with the FBI, became acting director in May 2017 after President Trump fired James Comey. Last month, a source close to the process told Fox News that McCabe had a target on his back because of the Justice Department Inspector General findings. Then Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired McCabe in March 2018 after the Inspector General found he had repeatedly misstated his involvement in a leak to the Wall Street Journal regarding an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. The IG report faulted McCabe for leaking information to then Wall Street Journal reporter Devlin Barrett for an October 30, 2016 story titled FBI in Internal Feud Over Hillary Clinton Probe. The story, written just days before the presidential election, focused on the FBI announcing the reopening of the Clinton investigation after finding thousands of her emails on a laptop belonging to former Democrat Representative Anthony Weiner, who is married to Clinton aide Uma Abedin. The Journal's account of the call said a senior DOJ official expressed displeasure to McCabe that FBI agents were still looking into the Clinton Foundation and that McCabe had defended the agent's authority to pursue the issue. That leak confirmed the existence of the probe, the report said, which Comey had up to that point refused to do. The report said that McCabe lacked candor in a conversation with Comey when he said he had not authorized a disclosure and didn't know who had done so. Lacked candor, by the way, is a teachable moment. Lacked candor is a Washington expression for lied to, okay? McCabe has denied any wrongdoing, said the IG's conclusion relied on mischaracterizations and omissions, including information favorable to McCabe. Well, look, they certainly did not reveal exculpatory information regarding General Flynn, So then why should they have released exculpatory information about Andrew McCabe? I wonder if he'll be on CNN tonight to talk about this. Could well be. All right, here we go. We all set, ready for amazing true facts? Okay, good deal. Where is Gary Goodvoice? Let's get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents amazing true facts.
Did you even know there is a National Toy Hall of Fame? Were you aware of that, Miss Moneypenny?
Yes.
Did you know that, little Annie?
No.
Yeah, there is a National Toy Hall of Fame. They just announced their 12 finalists for this year. Oh. What's always, by the way, the National Toy Hall of Fame is in Rochester, New York. Kind of surprising. Every time they announce their finalists for toys to come into the Hall of Fame, my typical reaction is, well, wait a minute, I thought they were already in there. Here we go. This year, the 12 finalists are coloring books.
Yay!
See what I mean? About I thought they'd already be in there?
Yeah.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper. Jenga. What is Jenga? J-E-N-G-A?
You don't know what Jenga is?
No, what's
that? That's fun.
It's the blocks that are stacked up three wide.
They're
to
like
the left,
French
to the right,
fries,
and
they
you
make
have
a
to
big...
make them, pull
oh,
them out.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You have
things.
To be spatially
But you
got to
remember, you know, when I was a kid, Howdy Doody was around. All
you
right?
played with rocks.
But we did play with rocks. And dirt. You know, rocks and dirt, they were great to play with.
That's
and,
funny.
And you add a little water and you got mud pies.
How many did you eat?
Also nominated, matchbook cars. We did have those.
I love those.
Nerf guns.
Yay.
That's cool. Risk.
Huh? It's a board game.
Risk. Oh. You don't know Risk?
It's kind of like life.
Yeah. Oh. And, also nominated, Care Bears. Remember these?
Introducing three of the soft, cuddly Care Bears. Friend, tender heart, and cheer. Each sold separately.
Every day can be a Care Bear day. You can play in a caring way.
Tender heart bear, I love you.
Aww. Here you go, friend bear.
Got you.
Three cheers for Cheer Bear.
Hooray! Every day can be a Care Bear day.
Each sold separately, Friend Bear, Tenderheart Bear, and Cheer Bear are part of the Care Bears collection.
Yeah, of course.
From Kenner.
Okay.
That
kind of
made me happy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Well, that's the whole idea with the commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, they go right directly to the kids. Also notice, by the way, My Little Pony is also a nominee for this year. Now, here's the same thing.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. Each sold separately. Collect them all.
Oh, mercy.
That's cute.
Now, the one thing that is similar in both those commercials, all of them sold separately. See, so when it's Care Bears, they got three of them. You got to buy them separately. And My Little Pony, they got all kinds of stuff separately there. Mm-hmm. Also nominated, believe it or not, for the National Toy Hall of Fame, the smartphone.
What?
Why? The smartphone, I mean, yeah, you know, you can play solitaire on it, but is a smartphone a toy?
For kids?
For kids? I don't know. Around two or three toys usually wind up getting voted in every year. Last year, the three toys that made it, Magic 8 Ball.
Yay.
Did the Magic 8 Ball make it into the toy hall? Ask me later. The pinball machine.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I usually ended up with them on tilt with me, give it a little hip over there and get it into the flipper. And Uno also made it into the Toy Hall of Fame.
I've never played Uno.
I've never played it either. No, me either. Never played Uno.
Who do I work with?
And finally, in today's amazing true facts, remember the fourth grade Florida boy bullied over his homemade shirt supporting the Tennessee Vols?
Yep.
Well, he could become a Vol himself. The university announcing today it is offering him admission and a 4-year scholarship. University officials have spoken several times with the boy's mom, who's expressed gratitude to the university and said the family has been deeply touched by the overwhelming outpouring from people around the world. The boy made national headlines after being bullied by schoolmates over his clothing choice on College Colors Day. He wore an orange shirt with an attached piece of paper featuring his hand-drawn UT design.
Aww.
The boy's teacher, Laura Snyder, posted on Facebook that the boy went from brimming with excitement to crying at his desk after he had been bullied at lunch. She planned to get him a real Vols t-shirt, but she didn't have to. Following thousands of comments and shares, the university responded by sending the school a package filled with volunteer gear. The university's campus store then turned his design into an actual t-shirt, which currently has more than 50,000 pre-orders.
Unreal.
At one point, the website crashed due to the overwhelming support. Fourth grade floor, he would be a class of 2032 at the University of Tennessee.
That's just awesome.
You talk about taking a negative situation and making lemonade out of lemons. Yeah. I think they certainly have done that. There you go. There is today's amazing true facts. 5:47, 13 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back here on Thursday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it's got to be climate change because we have just lived through the hottest September day in the history of planet Earth. We hit 97, and that's the hottest we've ever been on this date. The hottest I saw before for September, as I mentioned, was 96 degrees set on September the 2nd in 2011. So there. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, we didn't have Nerf guns. We had slingshots and BB guns. BB guns? You'll put your eye out. Bobby, I've seen so many mothers hand their smartphones to their toddlers just to keep them occupied. So, yeah, I guess it does qualify as a toy. I think most mothers would agree. By the way, most of the children can operate the phones better than their parents. Bobby, I think it's ridiculous that this kid gets special treatment. I understand bullying is wrong. I think it's a good move on the university's part. It makes them look like good guys. Bobby, Care Bears are creepy. The Care Bear stare freaks me out. Bobby, Jenga is like pickup sticks mixed with Lincoln Logs. Okay, I'll have to check it out. Bobby, next from the AP, Finding Uma. Where could she be? Well, wherever Hillary is, I suspect Uma is not far behind. Hey, Junior, throw Granny up there on the grill and bring me a beer. Yeah, we're fighting climate change. Bobby, could this explain the Taco Bell low-cost mystery meat? God, I hope not. Bobby, now the Bahamas will need money to rebuild, right? Maybe Vladimir Putin could give them cash in exchange for land for a joint naval airbase. Boy, wouldn't that totally tweak Trump. He could have his own missile crisis and really cement his place in history. Or Trump could scoop up real estate on the cheap for a resort and golf course there. After Hurricane Hugo hit Charleston, I regret not buying a couple of building lots on the Isle of Palms. No, I think actually my sources tell me there is a separate deal in the works. President Trump, you know, he talked about buying Greenland. I understand now the deal in the works is that President Trump is negotiating with the Chinese to trade California for Hong Kong.
Whoa.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody because this is just in the rumor stage. Bobby, someone working next to me just pointed out there's also a millennial startup food company that named itself Soylent. Who in the world thought that was a good idea? Somebody that never saw the movie, I would guess. Bobby, after 243 years of government, the left now wants to disarm us because they're about to do something that we would shoot them for. Kind of thought that was the original idea back in 1791. Bobby, sounds like you bit off a little more than you can chew with the whole cannibalism topic. Bobby is a fat guy. I know I'd be the first to go. I can hear it now, Bob. What are we having for Thanksgiving? Grandma. Bobby, is this Swedish scientist related to Jeffrey Dahmer? Makes you wonder. Bobby Mack, please don't let Andrew Zimmerman know about this cannibalism thing. Burger King, new fried burger tastes just like beef. Bobby, I don't have to be the fastest, just faster than the guy next to me. Yeah, like the old joke about being chased by an alligator, right? Yeah, and Soylent Green comments. Yeah, let's see, I'm trying to catch back up. Bobby, if that person is already dead, are they not contributing, to greenhouse gases anyway? Bobby, would you like fries with that or lady fingers? Oh, boy. You know, Money Penny, there are times when I regret, you know, thinking, well, this would be an interesting topic. And it just goes to show how wrong you can be. Bobby, it finally dawned on me what the Democrats running for president remind me of. My student government class, 1976, when I was in high school, and the debate was about how good a president Jimmy Carter would be. Laugh out loud from Jeff. See you back with the bonus hour. It's next here on a record-breaking Hot Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.